Half Whitey Rammer. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
22 past 8 on the Breakfast Club on a Tuesday morning. On Thursday morning, we'll be talking about day one action in Perth for the Australia-New Zealand Test Series. It kicks off on Fox Sports. No ads from 3 p.m. Thursday. It's going to be a ripper, and Alan Board is a big part of the Fox cricket team. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, AB.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. We dominated Pakistan. That was a bit of a lackluster affair. Are we expecting a bit more from this series against the Kiwis?
Oh, no doubt about that. New Zealand, they've got a number two ranking in Test cricket, so they're the real deal. They've got a very good group together, most bases covered, so they'll give us a real good test, that's for sure.
Alan, more importantly, are we the real deal again? Our performances have been pretty good, I think, but against minimal opposition at the moment. Are we the real deal again in the Test arena?
Yeah, look, I think we're getting there. That's, seems to be the case. You know, David Warner back making runs at the top of the order. That sort of helps things, doesn't it? And he's been quite amazing since coming back from England. But you're right. It remains to be seen, you know, how much we've moved forward. I think the bowling side of the equation's going great guns. But it's making sure that batting group comes together well. And Warner's, you know, done a great, great work at the top of the order, and in partnership with Burns, I think his inclusion in the side has been very, very positive. So it's all sort of heading in the right direction, but against good opposition, that's when you really get tested out.
So do you think our top six, our batters, are locked in now? Do you think they're the guys that we've got to sort of pick and stick with now?
I'd like to think so. I mean, Travis Head hasn't had much of an opportunity in the home series as yet. And Matty Wade, they're the two question marks. The other four are pretty much locked in for me for a while now. But, those two positions, it'd be good to see, you know, some more contributions from those two guys. But overall, you know, when the group's batting and playing well as a whole, I mean, you tend to sort of hang on to your spot. So I think those two will be right for the short term. But certainly you've got to keep working hard and making sure that you're contributing all the time.
Manus Labuschagne, has he surprised you in what he's been able to achieve in the last 8 or 9 months?
I'm not overly surprised because he's just one of those kids, you know, he just loves the game, and you know, his work ethic is absolutely fantastic. So, but his improvement's been quite remarkable. From where he was, say, 12, 18 months ago to now, it's a different cricketer. You know, the confidence, his style of play. Just the way he goes about his innings now. He's matured so much. So, obviously, just being around guys like Warner and Smith has just really helped him blossom. I think he's just playing really, really well at the moment. So that's a really good positive for Australian cricket, to see these young blokes, you know, when they're given their opportunities, you know, really sort of step up.
We were talking actually about you on this program last week about your abilities for so many years to get tough runs, and that's what Labuschagne has proven to do in his short career, that ability and adversity to just find a way. Is that something that can be taught, or is it just ingrained in you? You can either do it or you can't.
Look, it's an interesting one, because it's just, sometimes the ball's got your number on it. Just play out a delivery and it just nips away, catches the edge. I mean, what can you do? But you're right. Getting tough runs is important. You know, when the conditions are more in the bowler's favour, like eking out an ugly sort of 40 or 50, it can be really, really important to the overall, scheme of things. So it's not all about, just going out there and playing, glorious shots and smacking through covers and playing all those types. So sometimes you've got to, really work hard for your runs. And that's where Marnus has just been outstanding, because he knows how to, ramp it up if the conditions are in your favour and the game's flowing nicely in for you. But also he can sort of drop anchor and play that gritty innings, like we saw from Steve Smith in particular during that Ashes series. He was quite extraordinary, and a lot of the guys have learned a lot from that.
There might need to be some grit from both teams in the next 5 days from Thursday, Alan, when the weather gets hold of them. It's going to be 85 degrees every day, they reckon, over there in Perth. How big a factor will that be, do you think, and the way, what it will do to the pitch?
Yeah, well, that's a bit of the unknown. playing at the new stadium, and you know, the pitch, you know, it's a drop in, so no one's really sure how that's going to perform. And given the weather conditions, I mean, that's another sort of factor. So we'll play a role, there's no doubt, because, you know, over 5 days, you know, there's that sort of exhaustion factor. There's the pitch, how's that going to play? The day, night, you throw that into the equation as well. So it's going to, you know, throw up a few question marks for the players. And, you know, you'd like to think that we've got a slight advantage there, that we've played a bit more pink ball test match cricket than New Zealand, but... yeah, they're a good side, and they're a good scrapping side. So that, they'll be up for the challenge for sure.
And we've also got our eye on the Boxing Day test, Alan. Obviously, the pitch has been in the news. But when you obviously played, when did you think the MCG pitch was at its best?
Good question, because I don't think there's ever been a case. I mean, I had some times down there where... you know, it was a real slow, low, you know, grinding sort of a pitch, you know, difficult to bat on. And then occasionally it would sort of be uneven and bounce. And then oddly, you know, you get those flat conditions where it's just, you know, so much in favour of the batsman. So it's sort of over the years. I mean, I've been watching Test cricket there, I suppose, for, you know, 40-plus years. And, yeah, I don't think it's ever been... You know, the best, has ever been rated the best pitch in Australia? I doubt it very much. So it's just always had its moments, you know, coming out of football season, and then, you know, experiment with, you know, the drop-in pitches and, you know, trying to get more out of the pitch. It's always been a question mark for me, the MCG, which is a shame because it's, you know, such a great venue.
Yeah, it's got some work to do in the next couple of weeks, but they're getting some help, which is nice. Before we let you go, AB, and we absolutely love chatting to you anytime here on The Breakfast Club, we were lamenting earlier this morning, I don't know how we got to it, but we were lamenting the fact that no longer do we know the middle names of cricketers, and they're not on the scorecards. And as, when I introduced you, I was going through the run sheet. I said, Alan Robert Border, because I just knew that that's AR Border. That was,
yeah,
that's your name. Who is your favourite middle name amongst your teammates or people you've played with?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot there. I think the West Indians are the guys who've got the best middle names, haven't they?
Well,
I mean, Garfield, St. Albans. where does that come from?
That's a good question. That's a good question, yeah, and a pretty good answer.
That, I suppose that's one that sort of sticks out for me because he was one of my sort of early childhood heroes, Gary Sobers. But, yeah, the middle names. So, if you ask that question of a current Australian player who the middle names of all these teammates, is that you'd get about 2 out of 11, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon if that.
Yeah, that's an interesting quiz question, that one.
So what we might get you to do through the Fox coverage, just throw in a few middle names for us on the playing personnel this week, if you don't mind.
Yeah, because someone's got that, you know, those embarrassing family names that you've just got to put up with.
That you've got no choice but to live with. Exactly, yeah. Right. Yours is pretty good, though, and you're always great to chat to, Alan. We look forward to seeing every ball of the Perth Day-Night Test versus New Zealand live with no ads from 3 p.m. Thursday on Foxtel. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.